Well, hello, Haunters. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip. This is your weekly haunt news briefing. If these stories are interesting to you, or if you want to stay on top of what's happening in the industry, we release a weekly free newsletter, and you can subscribe to that at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. That's hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And now, as always, when we have the news, I'm giving it over to Daryl to tell us what's going on.
Every year, the Haunted Attraction Association, HAA, gives a state of the industry presentation. This year, however, was a little different, and not just because of the pandemic. Before this year's presentation, the incoming leadership team sent out a survey. The results revealed some issues. Overall, how would you rate the HAA and how we're supporting the industry right now? Low is 1 and 4 is high. The average right now is 2.5 for this specific question. This is no surprise to us, commented Spencer Terry, the incoming president of the HAA, because one thing that we talked about in our internal assessment is that we need to be doing more, and we're not doing it. So, the Haunted Attraction Association knows they need to do more, but what does that mean exactly? Well, Spencer has a plan. They've released the HAA's 3-year plan to support and strengthen the haunt industry. The Haunted Attractions Association announced a 3-year strategy to protect, promote, and educate to better serve the members in the industry. The HAA board surveyed the industry and discovered there are 3 areas haunters want support in: networking, resources, and personal growth. The HAA announced a new 3-year plan to both address those areas and to fulfill their mission to protect, promote, and educate the industry. Immediate initiatives include 12 online seminars and networking events, a member resource library, and a member-only Facebook group. The HAA will continue popular programs such as Chaos, the Oscars, State of the Industry, and Top Haunts, but cut less popular programs such as shirts and swag. You can read the full article in our show notes. The HAA's online auction kicks off on Wednesday, June 9th, and runs till June 20th. Like the annual in-person auction at Transworld's Halloween and Attractions show, this online auction will feature a variety of fantastic products from HAA preferred vendors. The auction will raise money for the HAA to provide members with an array of benefits. The next Hauntmaster Masterclass is Music, Sound, and Story with renowned composer Chris Thomas. The class will be held live June 15th from 7:30 to 9. You can learn how to use all 3 elements in your attraction to create a memorable atmosphere. This masterclass is included with your Hauntmaster membership, with recordings available after the session. In an article on the Disney Park blogs, more details have been announced for Walt Disney World's Disney After Hours Boo Bash. This new Halloween event will feature special character cavalcades through the evening, including Mickey's Happy Halloween Cavalcade, Disney Villains Halloween Cavalcade, and Jack's Nightmare Cavalcade, which is the Nightmare Before Christmas. Also, Maleficent is a fire-breathing dragon. Guests can visit some of their favorite characters dressed as their Halloween finest and spot some rare characters like Miss Carlotta at the Haunted Mansion. The Cadaver Dance are also going to be making an appearance. Tickets go on sale next week, June 15th. Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay has announced their Hella Scream will return in 2021 with 8 scare zones. Running from September 10th to October 31st, killer entertainment can be found on stage with Fiends, returning with the Festival Field, and the Rolling Bones performing electrifying rock covers at Dragonfire Grill. Attendees can also ride their favorite Busch Garden rides in the dark. Hella Scream is a separately ticketed event taking place on select nights. Tickets are on sale now. Last weekend, Terror on the Coast from Gulfport, Mississippi, had its first casting call of the season. They are still looking for people with unique talents that have a passion for scaring others. First-time scare actors through seasoned performers are welcomed at future editions. Halloween Town in St. Helens, Oregon, is returning again from September 18th to October 31st this year. Though Halloween Town sold out most days in 2020, the event wasn't quite the same because numbers were limited, vendors were scattered to avoid crowding, and attractions were restricted to socially distanced activities due to the pandemic. With restrictions lessening and things returning to normal, the event will feature 4 new attractions this year. Whisper in the Woods, which is a scavenger hunt for hidden painted faces within trees around the city. The Art of Wade Lapp's Walk with Pumpkins. The Pumpkin King Tunnel, which is a laser light show leading to a 20-foot Pumpkin King statue. And The Dark Market, a Halloween-themed shop that opened in May. Do any of you collect Funko Pops? Funko, the company known for these collectible vinyl pop figures, is now branching out into Halloween costumes. These new masks are modeled after their signature vinyl designs and include Pennywise, Batman, Stay Puft from Ghostbusters, and more. They will be accompanied by their Funko Town Halloween characters coming out in time for the spooky season this year.
Today's episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with reporting by Daryl Plunkey. post-production by David Swope. This Haunt News Update is a production of the Haunted Attraction Network, and you can sign up to our weekly newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. Support for this episode comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Until next time, Haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.